Speed Jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
You send jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We appreciate it. We got a joke today from Dave Browning, who won a mug and sent us a picture of it with his collection. He said, thank you for the beautiful mug. It looks great in my collection and will be treasured as a family heirloom. I got news for you, Dave. The family will decide if they treasure it or not, but thank you for that. Sarah Lewandowski sent us a joke. Brian Pentecoff. I mean, think about that. Somebody's going to get the house. Somebody else is going to get the jewelry. Somebody's going to get a mug with me and Daisy. That's the short end of the stick. Tim S. and Berwin sent us a joke. Michael Lake, the conversion engineer in Bradley. Southside Limey in Oak Forest. Fran Rivett, still mugless in Morris. Teresa Giametti sent us a joke. Steve Paul of Orland Park. And Don and Huntley says, my wife says you should have a drink first and then read my joke, and then you'll think it's funny and mug-worthy. Hey, John Williams, I got into a fight with my acupuncturist and stabbed him. He said he never felt better. I just got a job as an executioner, Dave.
When do you start?
I'll be heading there soon. In a recent experiment, scientists placed a 10-piece set of matching Tupperware containers and tops in a sealed chamber. When they opened it 1 month later, the chamber had 24 lids and 3 containers. And guess what?
None of them matched?
None of them matched! My neighborhood strip club has gone out of business. The sign on the door says, sorry, we're clothed. Hey, everyone, cook out of my place tomorrow, 4th of July. Bring a grill, some meat. I've got plenty of plates. Why did Paul Revere ride a horse from Boston to Lexington? Because it was too heavy to carry. Guess which founding father my dog Daisy likes the best?
Thomas Jefferson?
Bone Franklin. I love the 4th of July. And let me tell you, you can have my fireworks when you pry them from my cold, dead fingers, which, by the way, are right over there on the sidewalk across the street. Ugh, Dave, I ate too many chickpeas over the weekend, and now I feel awful. You can hear the blood in your veins if you listen varicosely. Hey, we would all be in a much happier place if that marijuana that was burning... Oh, now I ruined the joke.
No. Just, we'll edit this out.
No. Kill the music. Hey, you know what? We would all be in a happier place if that was marijuana that was burning in Canada. Thank you, Dave.